like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
And we're here. Let's get it. Coach Pete Cordelli this hour. The angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. Hour number two. Kevin Hagan talking Alabama. Hour two. Brett Powers. And the gambling stuff. That is hour three. 615-844-5600. That is the call text option line. I do accentuate the texting angle there. That is your conduit right there. If you don't have another avenue, you don't like social media, you won't call, that is your connection, your conduit to the show right there. 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill S. King. Email, if you're old school, I guess that's kind of old school, not really. BillSKing7@gmail.com. Coach Pete Cordelli, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Did you, in your time in Memphis, living there for, I think, a couple of decades, ever run into or meet or talk to John Calipari?
Yes, I did. I knew Cal when he really got started at UMass. He's from Moon Township, Pennsylvania. Suburb of Pittsburgh, and known about Cal a long time. But, yes, I ran into John Calipari.
What was he like?
Great guy. Heck of a teacher, you know, energetic. And John was the guy always ahead of the curve. He reminded me of, in the way that he built things, how Nick Saban was always adapting and moving on in football. John was doing that in basketball.
Ironically, though, the knock is he's not doing it right now because he's trying to do it with a freshman All-American team. That's ironic, right?
Well, it is, but I think, obviously, times have changed.
Yeah.
I think ever since they won it all at Kentucky, he had a really good staff, a long-time assistant, John Robick, who was with him in Memphis. Kenny Payne was with him, Orlando Antigua. He had one heck of a teaching staff as well. And once those guys moved on, you know, Kenny Payne went to the Knicks. Orlando became a head coach. John Robick left the program. John's had some inconsistency on his staff. He's still a great recruiter, but I think that the continuity of coaching from the staff to the floor has not been as good in the last few years as it was when he first got to Kentucky.
You coached at Arkansas when Eddie Sutton was there getting to the Final Four in 78. Will John be able to refresh the batteries at Arkansas at 65 years of age?
Heck yeah. This is Cal. I mean, Cal is walking into something that's right in his wheelhouse. I'm laughing because Eddie Sutton was the basketball coach, and the two assistants were absolutely out of this world. Pat Foster and Gene Cady.
Wow.
And Gene Cady had come from, Eddie hired him from Garden City Junior College in Garden City, Kansas, where Gene was the athletic director, head football coach, and head basketball coach. And I don't know how many people know this about Gene Cady, but he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers for 3 years.
No, he's a tough guy. He's a football guy.
Let me say this to you. He brought that mentality to football. To basketball.
Yeah.
Back then we used to all eat in the same dining hall in the athletic dorm. And Coach Cady would always say, he and I had a great relationship. I don't know why, but we became pretty good friends. And one day he calls me. He said, "Hey, I'm over here at the arena." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I need 4 hand shields." Now, you know, Bill, in football, the hand shields are the blocking pads you hold, and
and
you kind of have guys use either a forearm or, they hit into the bag and move. And I said, "Sure, Coach, I'll bring them over to you." So I went down to our equipment guy. I take these 4 bags over, and he said, "We have a little problem in the post." I said, "What's that?" He said, "We're not very tough."
Wow.
So I said, "Okay." He said, "You want to stay and watch the drill?" He had guys, like 2 guys on each side with the hand shields in a little bit of a gauntlet type deal. And every time that this big guy was down in the post and he'd grab the ball and they're working on a drop step, little short jump hook to the back, they were knocking the living heck out of him. And Gene would blow the whistle. "That's not hard enough. Until he hits the floor, that's not hard enough."
Wow.
Now, I will say this. Those drills went on every day. And the young man went on to have a great career. It was Joe Klein.
I was going to ask you, because Joe was 6'11", 7 foot, and he was a big dude, too.
Yeah, and this was obviously early in Joe's career.
Right.
But Gene Cady, and he was responsible for coaching the big guys. And Coach Sutton would just stand with his arms folded, and I'd look, and he'd go, "He amazes me with these football drills that he's bringing to basketball." And, you know, and back then, Eddie had Moncrief, Brewer, and Delph. And those guys were unbelievable athletes. And, you know, it was just a great time. But Gene Cady, Pat Foster, Eddie Sutton, John Calipari will definitely, with his enthusiasm, the NIL deal, where John's always been able to be a great businessman. I always thought Cal would be a great CEO of a company. Smart, energetic, but this is the kind of challenge he loves. And Arkansas basketball will be very fun to watch and follow from this day forward.
And he has, is it John Tyson? Apparently he's got his commitment, which is unlimited money for NIL.
Yeah, when we got to Arkansas in 77, John's grandpa, Mr. Tyson, was running the company, but we got to know Don. I got to know Don Tyson pretty well. And the Tyson family has always been a huge, huge booster to the Arkansas athletic programs. And that was cultivated by Frank Broyles and Mr. Tyson back then. And J.B. Hunt Trucking Company up in Springdale, that's another company. And obviously Sam Walton became a big part of the Razorback boosters. He used to come to football practice, and he'd stand and talk to Coach Holtz and Coach Broyles for a long time. So there is a lot of money. And then you have the Stevens Company in Little Rock. You know, Jack and Whit Stevens built that up. There's a lot of money in the state of Arkansas. And John Calipari will absolutely do a great job cultivating that fan base with those resources. And, you know, Cal's son was an assistant at Vanderbilt this year.
Yep, Brad.
So I'm sure he's going to bring his son with him to Arkansas. But it'll be interesting to see who he hires as his staff. And this is going to be a fun rebuild to watch.
We were talking a couple of days ago about Lou Holtz and how he would get to a program, he would turn it around, but his tyrant, and that might be a little overblown, but his iron fist rule would get old. And it happened at every stop. Is that basically what happened between him and Broyles at Arkansas that ended it, or what was it?
Well, there were a couple things. That's an underused term, tyrant. Oh, my God.
I was trying to be nice.
I know you are, but I'm kind of sitting here going, wow. You're kind on this Friday. I love it. Lou, here's the thing about Lou Holtz. Every program he went to, the second year he was there, they went to a bowl game. And he definitely had a plan. He knew what he wanted done, how he wanted it done, why he wanted it done. I mean, he was very focused on how to get things moving in the program. But you are exactly right, because he didn't adapt. The same speech he gave the first year, he was still giving in year four and year five.
Back then,
players weren't leaving early.
Right, that gets hollow.
And they kind of look. Yeah, they kind of look around and go, I think we've heard this before. And for the younger guys, it was okay. But Lou, yeah, that what happened, Bill, there were three or four guys, Keith Jackson, the tight end from Pine Bluff, who ended up going to Oklahoma. There was a center from Russellville, Arkansas, who ended up going to Texas A&M and playing. He was an All-Southwest Conference player and ended up playing 9 years in the NFL. There were guys in the state of Arkansas that weren't going to Arkansas towards the end of Lou's tenure. That was number one, was in-state recruiting. Number two, when Lou was at NC State, he became very friendly with Jesse Helms, who was the senator from North Carolina. And after the break, I'll explain the Jesse Helms deal.
That one's interesting. I don't know if I've heard this part. Wow, okay. We'll get to break. More Coach Pete as we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've had a couple of accidents up to this point, but most have been just minor accidents now. No shortage of radar out here this morning on 24 in parts of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro area, and Wilson County as well. Looks good right now. 65 southbound as you come down through Millersville, and also on 65 over here in the Madison area. That looks good coming past Briley Parkway. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on that new menu. You got to check it out this weekend at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407, 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Brian back for one more year. I can win. With
the band is coming back.
What I mean, what happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Coach Pete Cordelli on Fridays. If you have any items for him, put them on Twitter or the text line, which is 615-844-5600. All right, Pete, you went somewhere with Lou and past relationships, NC State, that I don't think I've heard before, so carry on.
Well, like I said, Coach Holtz was doing a great job going around the state and in North Carolina when he got the job at NC State. He was at a banquet one night as the main speaker, and Jesse Helms, the senator, Senator Helms was there. And so he and Coach Holtz and Helms get into a conversation, and Helms says, if there's anything I can do for you, you know, let me know. And as the story goes, Lou said to him, well, there is. He said, you're on a committee in Washington with the armed forces, and I would love to take my family and go tour some of the military bases in Europe during the summer. And Helms says, no problem, done. So that summer, I can't remember what year it was, but Coach and his family went. And I think Lou went to like 7 or 8 Air Force military posts over in Europe, and he gave a speech everywhere that he went and everything. And it was all sponsored by this one committee that Jesse Helms was on, and they became good friends. Well, Jack and Whit Stevens from Stevens Inc. at that time were very involved, obviously, in the political landscape of the state of Arkansas. Bill Clinton, it was the attorney general, and they kept asking Coach if he wanted to get involved in some political thing. And Lou said, no. Well, Jesse Helms is up for re-election in North Carolina, and he asks Lou to do an advertisement for him. Coach does this deal for Jesse Helms, promoting Jesse Helms, you know, but he's sitting behind his desk with the state seal of Arkansas on the front of the desk and a Razorback on one side and a Razorback helmet on the other. One of the Stevens brothers gets to Charlotte and is there for a meeting. turns on the TV and he sees Lou Holtz, the head coach at Arkansas, endorsing Jesse Helms for another, you know, to be reelected for another term as a senator from North Carolina. And that did not sit well with the Stevens group, who called Broyles, and one thing led to another, and that thing really turned ugly.
Wow.
Now, Coach Holtz, let me tell you, Bill, people talk about basketball coaches, you know, and what they do in the last 4 minutes, last 2 minutes to win games. If they ever did that statistic on football, college football coaches, Lou Holtz is number one. He could make in-game adjustments and put players in the right position and win more games in the second half than any college football coach going. That guy was a tremendous football coach. But this off-the-field stuff, you know, and then it becomes political, and then that became, you know, a really, really tough situation to overcome.
And Broyles got pressured, and it got ugly, right?
I think the comment to Broyles was, if you don't take care of this, Frank, we're going to take care of both you and Lou. So,
wow.
You know, big money talks, brother.
How about that? That is an angle I thought I'd heard at all. I hadn't heard that. I'd be lying. Wow.
Yeah, he, you know, Coach felt like he, you know, out of loyalty to Jesse Helms. The problem was, I believe it was the setting. It looked like the state of Arkansas, because of where Lou was endorsing Jesse Helms. And, boy, that created big-time problems.
It's not like we had social media and all that's going on now, but it's still – this is mid-early 70s. We didn't even have cable TV yet or cell phones, but it still got out there.
Yeah, it was in the early 80s, and the only way it got out there was one of the – I don't know if it was Jack Stevens or Whit Stevens, but like I said, they went to Charlotte, North Carolina for a meeting, turn on the TV, and he sees this ad with Lou Holtz sitting behind his desk in Fayetteville with the state seal of Arkansas on the front of the desk and the hogs, you know,
wow.
In the background. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute here. We can't get the guy to help us out politically in the state. And, you know, I just think Coach felt like he was doing it out of loyalty to Jesse Helms because of how Helms had helped him in his coaching career when he was back at NC State.
Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast, and commitments, spring commitments is 3 weeks from yesterday, so it's getting here fast. Anyways, he says, ask Coach, will the two-minute warning help or hurt coaches in college football coming up?
Oh, it'll help. It'll help because it gives you a chance to regroup and think and, you know, make plans. You got to know the time, the score, and the situation. Whether it's coaches or players, they got to know the time left, obviously, a two-minute warning or somewhere in that, the score and the situation. Are you ahead or are you behind? You know, where's the ball? Coaches these days, Bill, talk about the middle eight, the last 4 minutes of the second quarter and the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. I think that's why you're seeing more and more coaches defer early in the game if they win the toss, because they want the ball to start the second half. And now with the two-minute warning, it just gives you another opportunity without using a timeout to be able to go in and try to get points on the board before halftime and then come out. And if you did defer, come out, take the ball in the third quarter, and go score.
Coach Pete Cordelli with us. Question that came up earlier that I spent a lot of time on, and I do a show every Tuesday in Arkansas with former star Matt Jones and one of their broadcasters, Phil Elson, who's very, very good. Since Lou left, and let's say since Arkansas joined the SEC, let's bring it even closer to 1992, Arkansas's basically won nothing. Now, Bob Petrino had a bit of a good run there before everything imploded on him. But in essence, Arkansas has not been the same as the power they were. in the Southwest Conference. Pete, one of my first memories of any football other than Super Bowl III with Joe Namath in 68 was 1969 Arkansas and Texas, national TV, the President Nixon's there. Everybody's watching and talking about it. Arkansas was a superpower. Last three decades, Pete, they can't get that back.
Bill, I mean, that's a fact. A great point. But I really believe Frank Broyles knew how to build the staff.
Right.
And he had guys on his staff, and I will say this, that could recruit. He believed in securing the state of Arkansas, going to St. Louis, Kansas City, part of Oklahoma, but the East Texas guys down to Houston,
right,
from Dallas and North Louisiana, Memphis, West Tennessee. That was his footprint. And he had guys, I mean, Ken Turner, one of the finest high school coaches in Arkansas, and then became a great, great coach at the university. Harold Horton, I mean, Coach Horton recruited between he and Ken Turner. You weren't going to beat those guys on in-state Arkansas kids. Those two guys were unbelievable recruiters because of the relationships they developed within the state. The other guy was Don Broe. Don Broe coached the quarterbacks at Arkansas in 70 and 71. He went to Texas for 2 years, then came back to Arkansas. And, Bill, between Arkansas and Texas, he coached the quarterbacks. He coached the All-Southwest Conference all 10 years in the 70s. And he was a great in-state recruiter. Jesse Branch could recruit the heck out of Kansas. I mean, he went to Kansas State. He could recruit Kansas City and St. Louis and that southern part of Missouri, which was close, you know, within driving distance of Fayetteville. Coach Broyles had a staff now. They would recruit like heck. What's happened is, and it's not just,
hey, Pete, can I interrupt you? I just want to interject one thing, and you're going to have more history than me. It looks like that state, Pete, which has never volume-wise produced a lot of players for every Keith Jackson, right? There's a lot of nothing. But it seems like, Pete, today it's less productive than it even was 30 years ago. Is that correct or not?
I don't know, Bill. I think there's a lot of good players in Arkansas that just, they're not right. Being recruited locally. And I think part of that was going to the SEC. Everybody, well, the people at the time in the administration, coaches, that thought they had to increase their footprint
right.
And go further and get more guys. I promise you, look, you know this. You followed it for a long, long time. From Dallas to Texarkana,
oh, yeah,
down to Houston, East Texas has produced a lot of great football players.
Loaded.
And Arkansas was getting their fair share. In state, you had enough guys that as long as you developed them, you could take a two-star, three-star and turn it. I mean, Dan Hampton was 185 pounds coming out of high school. And he becomes a Hall of Famer.
Right.
And Harold Horton coached him. You have to be able to project guys, as you well know. Bryant High School in Arkansas, I think they won, up until this past year, they won 7 straight state championships. Some of those teams up in northwest Arkansas, Harbor and Shiloh Christian, I mean, when Malzahn was there, they, Bill, that group of 6 that he had, those were pretty good players.
In Springdale, right? Yeah.
In Springdale, yeah.
Yeah, but Pete, they got to Arkansas and all started fighting, and the parents got involved in it.
Well, that was because Houston Nutt couldn't control it. Come on, let's just tell the truth. Nutt couldn't control
it. Right.
Nutt didn't do a good job with it. I mean, that's the bottom line. that could have been handled a lot better with the coaching staff. I put that on the coaching staff.
Right.
Houston Nutt did not want Gus Malzahn on the staff. And that came about because Jim Lindsay, big Arkansas booster, wanted Gus Malzahn. So, look, there was a lot more infighting amongst the coaches than there were the players and the parents.
Who was the quarterback
Let's tell the truth here. Let's tell the story. You know, what is it? Pete Carroll has what? Tell the Truth Monday or something? I don't know what the heck he called it.
Yeah.
It's just Tell the Truth Friday, man. Coaches can handle that stuff. Nutt didn't do a very good job at all of handling that group.
I'm trying to think of that quarterback's name. I can't think of it.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. But I just think that now the emphasis is more on Arkansas expanding their footprint.
Right.
And they don't have a guy on the staff who's really connected to the coaches in the state. And when you're the only, or you've been the main focus in the state for years, you have to have a great connection with those high school coaches so that when a great player does pop up, you have the ability to get him. It's kind of like what Josh Heupel's doing at Tennessee with the state of Tennessee. I think he's done an excellent job of recruiting in-state players.
Mitch Mustain,
that's it.
I couldn't think. I had to look it up. I couldn't
think. Yeah, the tight end. They had the tight end. They had some other guys. So.
There was a receiver. There was an offensive tackle.
Yeah, who went to Notre Dame.
Correct.
Yeah, and then transferred back to Arkansas.
Right.
Arkansas has to get back to getting the guys in the state, back to that old footprint, because that's where most of the Arkansas alums live. And now with NIL money, yeah, you know, I mean, we've mentioned, I mean, Tyson and J.B. Hunt and Walmart and those folks, but at some point, that fan base, they deserve better than what's been going on for the last few years.
Coach Pete Cordelli is with us. And add to it, it sounds like Kentucky is approaching hiring former player Mark Pope for their basketball program head coach, who's at BYU. He transferred to Kentucky back in the 90s from Washington, and I believe he was on that 96 team that Patino won the national championship. Anyways, he's been at BYU, apparently done a decent job, but, Coach, Kentucky fans want a nuclear explosion hire, and that apparently is not happening.
Yeah, there's a number of folks that turned that job down. Now you go to Mark Pope, who, like you said, he transferred from Washington but was captain of that 96 national championship team.
More Coach Pete as we continue. Good Friday, man. I love these conversations. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Clearing up a couple of earlier accidents out here. One's going to be there at OHB at Sales Drive. That's in the Hermitage area. It's finally starting to pick up with some volume as we stare at it live here on 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic flowing in right now in this area from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, headed towards the Nashville area. Radar out here in a couple of spots. I-40 through Kingston Springs this morning as you come in from Dixon County. Be careful. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on that new menu. It's pretty awesome. Mediterranean salad. They got grilled chicken tenders, a lot more. Check it out this weekend at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them, Play your lucky numbers today with three daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house. So I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over two decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Coach Pete Cordelli on Fridays. Mike the Mad Dog in Noonan, Georgia, asks Coach Pete, how difficult is it to recruit to Arkansas? And when I was doing the show Tuesday there, which I do every Tuesday in Arkansas, they didn't really want to talk much about Coach Cal, even though they're super pumped up about it, the fans, everybody. They wanted to know, why can't we do the same resource-wise with football, with all the money that they've got? Is it, Pete, that Sam Pittman doesn't have the resources support, or is there somebody who could get that support? Because if it's truly the equalizer, which is money and on the up and up, why can't Arkansas just go outspend everybody?
That's a great question, because they do have the resources, but Bill, it has to do with who you hire.
Right. Right.
You know, and I think this NIL deal has taken everybody by surprise, because it's happened so quickly, and there are no rules governing it. So again, the question becomes, if I'm going to donate to an NIL collective or NIL arm of the athletic department, my first question becomes, are you a 501c3 where my donation is tax deductible? And as you well know, if that's the case, you can generate a lot of revenue. There has been conflicting reports from the NCAA and the IRS. Well, it might be a 501c3 and maybe it's not. No one's gotten a clear answer on that. So here's the thing now. You've been around coaches a long time. I've been around coaches all my life. You tell a coach, well, there's a gray area, guess what? He's going to go ask for forgiveness rather than permission. He's going to go do it, brother.
No doubt.
You know that as well as I do.
Yeah.
I think that unless you get someone, to me, the NIL portion of the college athletic department is like the cap guy in the NFL and the NBA. Here's what we have. Here's what we can spend. Here's what we got to do to get more money. But no one has adopted the NFL cap guy model. And you know as well as I do, the only parts of athletic departments that have increased over the years have been the support staff. Well, there's not a more important position right now than director of NIL monies for these colleges and athletics, athletic departments. Arkansas can get it done if they have the right direction. And I will say this. I believe with Bobby Petrino coming back from his time at Arkansas, he cultivated some boosters. Dan Enos was a bad hire, man. That was unbelievable. And I know Pittman and Enos are boys, and they go back to when they were on the staff with Bielema and all that junk. That was a bad hire by Pittman. Bringing Petrino back to get this offense going, and not only that, but to attract quality offensive guys. You know, I think this is a whole new direction. The key is going to be, can they win enough games this year for Pittman to keep his job? Because if Sam can get through this year, I believe the future becomes brighter. This is a make or break year for Sam Pittman, I believe.
No question. Tom in Myrtle Beach wants to know if you're a Masters fan, and if so, who is your favorite? Do you have a favorite player?
I am a Masters fan, and I have the thrill of my life coming up. Last night at 9 o'clock, I got a phone call saying that my son-in-law got two tickets, and we're going to the Masters on Sunday.
Wow.
So we are driving to Augusta tomorrow night. I can't wait to be there. I mean, I was there 10 years ago on a Wednesday for the par 3 deal. That was the only time I've been there. But it's hard. Look, I was in Memphis when Bryson DeChambeau played in his first PGA tournament at Southwind. And to see DeChambeau play well yesterday, if he can keep it up, man, that'll be a great story. But it's hard not to take Scheffler in this deal.
What a question. What a timing for this question here.
No question. Yes, sir.
All right, Pete, I don't think we have time here, but I'm going to set it up for when we come back in the final segment, hour one. There is a proposal which is expected to pass maybe in a week or so that basically now makes on-the-field coaching an unlimited number. Used to be what? 10-1 or 9-1, whatever the number is. And then a few years ago, they loosened it behind the scenes and said, all the support people, no limit there. We'll let you just go nuts behind the scenes, but they cannot be on the field coaching. There's a rule, Pete, that's expected to pass, I think, this month, that basically says you can have an unlimited number of on-the-field coaches. That includes practices and games. Pete, nobody's going to know this topic better than you. How good is that? Is that a problem? Can you overhire? What's the strategy, Pete? And I tell you what, if you want to start, the music hadn't hit yet, and then we'll finish it when we come back.
Bill, this has been on the table for 3 years now.
Yeah.
3 years ago, guys thought this was going to pass, and they were making plans to add this guy and that guy and everything, and then it didn't pass. Last year, it was on the table again.
We'll let Coach Pete elaborate after the music and the break. Friday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Starting to load up pretty good now on 24 westbound out here at 840 as you come out of Rutherford County, leaving Murfreesboro, headed towards the Antioch area, towards Nashville. It's already a little bit busy down Vietnam. That's here in the last few minutes going westbound through Hendersonville all the way up to Conference Drive. No shortage of radar out here this morning. Don't let them ruin the start of your weekend here coming down I-40 in Wilson County. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
Text the Bill King Show now at 615-844-5600 and interact with the king of college football, the Bill King Show.
Coach Pete Cordella is going to elaborate on basically a rule that should pass about unlimited coach on the field and I believe they said also game day coaches.
Hey, Bill, did I just hear a promo where George Plaster and Watson Brown are coming to WNSR?
Well, they were here previously, left, and they're coming back. Yes.
I got a great Watson Brown story for you, how he got the Cincinnati job.
You will love it.
I know we can't do it today, but this is a great Watson Brown story. So I just didn't realize they were coming back. All right, this coaching deal. This has been going on for a few years now. It was turned down the last 2 years. Every year about this time it comes up. It'll be interesting to see if it passes. I can remember talking to Mack Brown when he was at Texas, and he said, we have to put our support staff in different colored T-shirts and hats because the compliance people sit in the stands and watch us practice. And if they see somebody like in a red shirt, or a green shirt talk to a player, they come to me and say, that's a violation. He said, we need to do away with this. We have all these guys as analysts, as GAs, and things like that, and yet they don't really coach on the field. We need to get them on the field to get them coaching experience, and we need to build up the number of younger guys getting into coaching. So this proposal has been on the table for quite a while. It will be interesting to see if when it finally gets down to brass tacks, if it's going to pass. Because like I said, there's been a lot of interest generated in this for the last couple of years, and then it gets to the final vote and it gets turned down. Now, part of it is Alabama used to have 20 guys, and this comes from teams that have played against them, up in a press box. You'd have 20 different guys up there, and everybody had a headset on, and people would look in the press box and they go, who are they talking to? Who are they talking to down on the sideline? So, you know, Nick really created the number of people on the support staff. He had more than anybody. A guy who is involved with the football coaches convention said, Pete, we don't have enough room anymore to get all these people in because the support staffs have grown so much. We don't have room for everybody, yet they're not coaching on the field. So the push is don't just let these people break down film and do all this other stuff. Let them get on the field and actually coach. And if this becomes unlimited, the drawback has been, how are we going to pay all these guys? Because, look, you know, Nick, people used to make a little bit of a joke out of it. The reclamation projects that used to go back. You want to resurrect your career, go back and be an analyst for Nick Saban at Alabama. Well, you got a bunch of guys now at different places. I hope this gets passed because it gives more guys jobs. It gets younger people involved in coaching. But I just don't know if everybody has the money to do it, Bill.
Pete, what about what's the limit on, okay, we're overwhelmed here. We got too many cooks in the kitchen, right? I mean, what's the balance?
There's no limit. And again, everybody pointed to Nick Saban as the guy who just kept adding coaches, and nobody knew how they're getting paid. And it became, well, the bigger the budget. So, in fact, somebody said to me, this was a while ago, but they said, you know, if Nick really wanted to worry about the NIL money, he'd quit paying all that support staff and put it into player money. I said, you know what? Who am I to question Nick Saban and all the success he's had? But I think what Nick is doing to help guys coach and continue to coach and give them second opportunities is fantastic. What Nick Saban did for more guys in their coaching careers, no one's going to be able to duplicate right now unless this bill passes.
It sounds like, Pete, it's got the muscle to pass.
Well, like I said, it's been voted on before,
right,
been turned down, but I hope it gets passed and they can find ways to pay these guys and actually give them an opportunity to teach, coach, and develop on the field. There are a lot of good coaches that right now they're great at film breakdown, they're great at input in meetings, but they need to be helping young people develop. And look, you're a teacher when you're a coach. We need more teachers. This game needs to be developed more with fundamentals, technique. And the more people that can do that, the better the sport will become.
Just to give people an example, back to Coach Cal, and only a couple of days into the Arkansas job, Carter Knox, a five-star basketball recruit who's been committed to Kentucky and then decommitted on the Cal News, now on his Twitter page, Pete, it says Carter Knox, athlete, and then under it says Chicken Man, meaning Tyson. Already. It's already happening.
Hey, John is going to do a great job at Arkansas. But you know what? I think Pope is going to do a great job at Kentucky. The Beard kid, his father and Pope are roommates at Kentucky. So there's a connection there. And Pope has done an excellent job. But John Calipari, I'm going to tell you, the Arkansas fans are going to love him. He's going to do a great job. I'm really excited to see this program develop in Fayetteville.
Coach Pete, safe travels down to Augusta. We'll hear your stories about it when you get back.
Sounds great, Bill. I can't wait to tell you this Watson Brown story.
Looking forward to it, sir. Coach Pete Cordell, fantastic. Every Friday. Ole Miss ED, the Angelic Tones, when we come back. Hour two. Also, Kevin Hagan talking Alabama.